I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. The songs of blessings, oh God, rang down in my soul. I even wanted to sing, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Because God, you have been so good to us. You've been so kind to us. You've been so merciful to us. You've been so gracious towards us. You've been so forgiving towards us. You've been so merciful. Your love, oh God, it never fails. Each and every morning, God, you bless us to be able to feel the presence of your grandeur, to feel the presence of your glory, to feel the presence of your anointing, God, each and every single day. You touch us with your finger of love, and you bless us to be able to see a brand new day. And not only do you bless us to be able to see a brand new day, but you breathe the breath of life into us, God, and you give us hope and an expected end. So every day that you bless us to be able to see, we have brand new mercies. We can feel your glory. We feel the presence of our great and mighty God. We feel your love that never fails. And then, God, you give us hope and an expected end. What more can man ask for? What more can we petition from you? Because, God, you bless us with bountiful boatloads of blessings each and every single day. If we are able to see a brand new day, God, we've already been blessed, oh God, with greatness each and every day. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I come before you just to bless your name. God, to tell you that there is no one like you. Oh God, to let you know that you are magnificent in all your ways, and I will bless you, oh Lord, with my hands lifted up in surrendering to you. And not only with my hands lifted up, God, but with my mouth filled with praise. Lord, I don't want to just lift my hands in surrendering, Lord, but I want to worship and adore you, God, today. I want to bless you with the fruit of my lips, God. I give you glory even now, God. I give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, God. There is no one like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. I extol your great and mighty name, oh God, and I lift you up, oh God. Great and mighty is my God. Great and mighty is my King. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. And so I bless you, oh God, this morning for blessing me to see another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I thank you, God, that you made this day just for me. And so, God, I pray that you will order our footsteps as we go through this day. We refuse to lean into our own understanding. We can't, God, do anything without you. But in all our ways, we acknowledge you, God, and that's why we're willing to start our morning off with you in prayer. Lord, in my earlier prayer, God, as I was making my way to work, Lord, I felt your glory in as, Lord, I just adored you and I worship you, God. I told you, God, that there is no one like you and I need your glory, Lord. I'm nothing without you, Lord. And when we bless you, fruit of our lips, Lord, you come and sit in the midst of our praises, Lord. I don't understand, Lord, why we don't offer it unto you all the time, because when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. And sometimes we go through life circumstances and situations, Lord, and we don't think about the tools and the keys that you have given us, Lord, but you have given us the keys of life, and that is that I will bless the Lord at all times, that your praises will continually be in my mouth. And as long as I'm willing to bless you, Lord, you said that you would come in, you would inhabit my praises. That means you'll come in and rest in my praises. God, that means you'll come in and rest in my situation. So wherever I'm bold enough to call your name, wherever I'm bold enough, God, to give you glory, wherever I'm bold enough to lift up your name and give you the glory and the honor, Lord, you will come in and you'll show yourself mighty and you'll show yourself strong. We got the keys to victory. We got the keys to hope. We got the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Lord, help us to use those keys today. Oh, God, so that spiritual breakthrough, oh, God, will be performed in our lives, will occur in our lives. There's no barrier, God, that can hold us. There's no weapon in this form that can stop us. Oh, God, it won't work. It won't get the victory, God. That doesn't mean it won't be formed, but, God, it won't prosper. Overwhelm us. It won't overcome us, and it won't get the victory over us, Lord. That's all it does is allow us to go through a refining fire on fire, God, to shake off those things that are unlike you, God, and to smooth out our rough edges, God, so we'll be more focused in on you. God, help us, the Lord, today. So, God, to keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord. Help us, Lord, today, in the midst of the gloom, in the midst of the despair, in the midst of the hopelessness, God, that may be around us. Help us to live our life shine, God, and to keep our eyes stayed on you. Oh, God, if you keep us, though, you said you would keep us in perfect peace if we're just willing to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us, Lord, today. But we refuse to walk in our own power. We refuse to walk in our own might. We refuse, oh, God, to lead ourselves. God, how can the blind lead the blind? Oh, God, how can the lost lead the lost? You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light so that we can lead those that don't know you, oh God, to know you in the pardon of their sins. Help us to let our light shine, Lord, today, that men might see our good works, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise, God. Give us a praise on the inside that we cannot keep to ourselves, that an atmosphere of worship will surround us all the day long, and that people that come by us will feel the glory of God, that your glory, oh God, because your glory, God, comes and changes, Lord, and your glory, it overwhelms, Lord, and your glory, it makes those that are unlike you succumb to your will and to your way. Let your glory, God, emanate in us and emanate throughout us.
just got to emanate all around us, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need your glory, God. We can't make it without your glory. We can't live without your glory. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. If there's anything in us, God, that's unlike you, we ask that you would clean it out of us right now. Wash us in the blood of the Lamb, God. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord, wash us and make us clean. Holy Ghost, shine your light deep down inside of us. And if there's anything that's unlike God, we ask that you would unroot it, God. Unroot the spirit of holiness. I mean, of unholiness. Unroot, God, the spirit of disobedience, Lord. Unroot, God, the spirit of despair, God. Unroot the spirit, oh God, the spirit, oh God, of dismay and discouragement and doubt, God. And loose, oh God, the spirit of power, Lord. Loose the spirit of love and loose the spirit of a sound mind, God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear. You are not the author of confusion. And God, you don't work in situations of doubt, Lord, but you come in, oh God, and it's our faith, oh God, that pleases you. And so you come in when we allow you to act on our behalf and we put our trust in you. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, make us clean, make us whole, so that we may be holy and acceptable, and that you might be saved, so that we would bring you glory and honor and praise. Help us, Lord, today to go higher in you. Help us, Lord, today to push past our limitations, to push past the barriers we set up, push past the walls that we've allowed to be formed around us, so that we can press towards that mark for the prize, God, that you have for each and every one of us in Christ Jesus. Lord, you have greater ahead for us. And in our season of breakthrough, God, we want you to blow our mind. Eye has not seen it. Ear has not heard it. It hasn't even gotten into our imaginations what good things you have in store for us. But I'm grateful, Lord, today that your spirit has already showed us that you have greater ahead for us. And so if we don't be weary, if we make sure that we're not weary in well-doing, God, our reaping is coming. And I declare that this is our season of reaping, God, to reap the harvest that, God, that has been held up from us for years upon years. And so, God, before I end our early morning prayer this morning, I call on the name of Lisa King, Lady Lisa King, that you would touch her body, Lord, heal her, deliver her, and set her free. God, perform the miracle that only you can in her life. Touch her heart right now, God. Strengthen it, oh God. And as the doctors go in to perform the necessary surgery, Lord, guide the hands of the physician, God, and bring her out stronger. Bring her out with more might, God, to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. I pray for Pastor King and the New Life Church of God in Christ. I thank you for the healing of Missionary Myrna Howard, and I thank you for the healing of Lady Olinda McCowan. I thank you for the fellowship, Lord, that you allowed us to have with our supervisor of women, Mother Nellie Towns. And God, I pray that you would bless her and touch her, strengthen her, encourage her, God, as she goes to her doctor's appointment on, oh God, this Wednesday. God, let all the results come back excellent, God. Blow the mind of the physician, God, where he may have saw one thing, Lord, but what he saw is not there anymore. I continue to call on the name of James Williams, Lord, that you would continue to touch his body, God. Thank you for the miracle that you perform. And God, now we want you to perform the miracle of salvation on his behalf and his life and in the life of his family, Lord. Save, sanctify, fill, and deliver, God. Let him continue to be healed, delivered, and set free all at once, God. Do it for your glory and do it for your honor. And then those that might be sick around us, Lord, I believe one of the names was Vicki Patton that was on our prayer wall. We're praying for the Coulter family, God, that's on our prayer wall. God, we're praying for Missionary Miller and her family, God, that's on our prayer wall. Lord, we're praying, God, for Missionary Howard's son-in-law, Lord, who had the desire to commit suicide the other day. But God, we bind the hand of the devil right now. Lord, you have brought that young man a mighty long way, and he's been brought too far to give up now. We bind the hand of the enemy, God. You've given us the keys to bind those things on earth, and you will bind it in heaven. And to loose those things on earth, and you will loose it in heaven. And so we bind the spirit of depression that is surrounding that young man right now. Take away that evil spirit that is trying to abort what you have in store for that young man, God. Bless Jennifer, God. Give her a praying spirit, oh God, to cover her husband in prayer and cover her family in prayer, God. The devil won't get victory, God. We declare his work and his traps and his tricks right now will not work, oh God, and we lose the spirit of deliverance. We lose the spirit of your power, God, to be afresh on him and anoint him and uncover him and to change his mind, God, and cast the devil out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over his mind and over his entire body right now, God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, I ask that you continue to honor our consecration, honor our fasting, as we are in our, I believe, our 38th day of our pilgrimage. No, our 38th day of our pilgrimage to Pentecost. Lord, we need your glory. Lord, we need your spirit. Send him on down. Send him down even now, God, and tell us, Lord, as we march our way towards Pentecost, make us one as a ministry, Lord. Make us one as a church body, God. Make us one, oh God, as people of God everywhere. By us, Lord, send the revival, God, that your spirit may fall afresh on us as we unite as one body under you. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Take us to our different destinations and homes safely as we go to work and as we go to school. God, protect our kids. We pray for those children, the families that lost loved ones in London, Lord, during that terrorist attack, Lord. Cover your people, Lord. I plead the blood over your people, God, over our children, Lord, over our loved ones, Lord. I plead the blood. Cover them under your mighty outstretched hands, God, wherever they might be. Allow us to find safety in your secret place in the name of the Lord. And so I plead, oh God, and call on the name of Jesus, God, because your name is a strong tower. And so, God, give us to call on the name of God, call on the name of Jesus as a protective covering over all our family. Lord, I cover our families right now, God. I cover our children right now, God. I cover our loved ones far and near right now under your mighty outstretched arms and under the name of God. We cover your people, our families. We cover our loved ones. And we bless your name even now. Thank you, God. Watch over us today. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.